Last night at the 11th hour, or, well, 8 p.m., if we're being exact about it, the Senate passed a bill to reauthorize a rooftop solar incentive through 2035. This is going to reauthorize current incentive programs for installing residential, commercial, and community solar panels. It provides the program with a budget of $85 million. It also had a big emphasis and removed a lot of restrictions on the use of photovoltaic panels, which is a difficult word to say out loud. But here to help me define exactly what that is, once again, Ann Weisberg, NYU professor, green energy advocate, and candidate for the state rep seat in the 108th district. Ann, we spoke about this bill about a month ago, but now it could be a reality. It's going to go to the governor's desk. Tell me what this bill does.
Well, first of all, let me just say it was a nail biter.
I know you let's start there. How are you feeling? Because I know you wrote a great article for the Connecticut Mirror about this. You were a major advocate of it. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm very grateful for all the, you know, state legislators who stayed up and stuck it out. And passed it in the end. So I think it's great for Connecticut, for all of our ratepayers, especially those that pay, you know, are tied to Eversource and United Illuminated. Yeah.
So what's going to make it what's going to make it so great for ratepayers?
Well, first of all, the bill basically reauthorized the programs that were set to expire next year. So without that, we would all those programs would have been eliminated. And these are programs that help homeowners and businesses, you know, install solar.
Okay.
So I think that's really important, because when the more solar gets installed in our state, the more all of us save. I know that the Republicans tend to focus on the cost side. But actually, if you focus on the savings side, like what solar actually saves ratepayers, there's just no comparison. Just as an example, so last year, almost a year ago, in June of 2025, we had a record 100-day heat wave, right? 100-degree heat wave.
Yeah, I remember,
and, okay, on one day, the solar that was installed on the New England grid saved ratepayers. I'm talking about people who actually pay, you know, our bills.
Yeah.
$8.2 million because it lowered the peak demand. And that's, as we were, you know, we talked about last time.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about solar, is that actually it saves all of us money by reducing demand on the grid.
So that's what I wanted to really focus on for a second. Like, you know, because a lot of people will see this bill and they'll hear about it and they'll think, well, I don't have solar panels on my house, or even more so, I rent. So it's not even my call at the end of the day.
Right.
But this isn't just about people who already have solar installed or who are planning to have solar installed. Even if you don't care about or even want solar at your house, this still saves you money. Yeah. Sorry. Tell me more about that.
Yes, it does, because we're all connected. You know, it's not just about what you use. It's about what everybody uses and how the grid responds to that. So
all connected. That's a wiring joke. I like that.
Yeah, right. Okay. Pun intended. I didn't even realize I was making a pun. All right.
That was good. It was good.
But to your point about renters, and that's what I love about the plug-in solar provisions.
And
this is
the photovoltaic. Right now, we're getting into that area.
Well, any solar panel that generates electricity is a photovoltaic panel.
Okay.
So that's true for the plug-in, but that's also true for rooftop.
All right. Okay. So tell me more about these plug-in panels, because you don't need to get your entire roof done, right? You can save money in this way.
Yes. Plug-in panels are much more portable. You don't have to put them on a roof. You can put them anywhere. You can put them, you know, on your stoop. You can put them on your lawn. You can put them, you know, in your backyard, whatever. They don't generate as much electricity, but they don't cost as much either up front to install. So I think it's just another part of, you know, the overall solutions that make sense for folks. And now Connecticut is going to be able to regulate and provide the standards necessary to make sure that when you buy a plug-in solar unit, that it's safe.
All right. So for people who are interested in this, I mean, honestly, this is a selfish question because I'm interested in this. How do you go about getting one of these plug-in panels, one of these like portable ones? Like, is this something that you just go to the Home Depot and buy? Is it like a subscription where you have to, there's like a base fee that you have to pay every week? Or is it just you buy the thing, you bring it home, and then you'd have an instant way forever to save on energy? How does it all work?
Yeah, so the plug-in solars will come on the market. I don't know how long that's going to take, to
sure,
be honest.
Sure, sure.
You know, so because the folks aren't selling it right now in Connecticut, but Maine just passed a bill. So, you know, they're on the East Coast, let's put it that way.
Right.
And hopefully they'll get to the Connecticut market soon now that we've passed this bill. But I think I love to tout a fantastic resource if you're interested in learning more about what kind of solar is right for you, you know, and not just solar, but energy efficiency programs in general that the state runs through Eversource. So I'm part of this nonprofit group called Connecticut Energy Network, ctenergynetwork.org. All one. And if you go to their website, right on their homepage, they have a whole list of resources to help you figure out if solar is right for you, how what kind of incentives are available for you. And like, for example, when I put solar in my house, the first thing I did was go to Energize CT and get a home energy solutions analysis,
yeah.
Audit. That, there you go. It's audit. That's the word for my home. So they came and plugged up any leaks where, you know, energy was leaving, it was leaking the house. So and then they explained to me how I could install solar and whether it made sense for me. And then I went to a solar vendor and they installed my panels and connected it to the grid. So CT Energy Network has all of these resources for you. I mean, it takes a little work. I wish it was easier.
Sure.
And, but that's, I think it's the best resource. The other big resource that we have in Connecticut is the Connecticut Green Bank. And the bill reauthorized the Green Bank as well. The Connecticut Green Bank is the oldest green bank in the country. It was set up precisely to help Connecticut homeowners and businesses transition to clean energy and save money. And they have loan programs for homeowners, for small businesses, so that are on very favorable terms. They have a list of, you know, preferred providers that they have vetted. So I think between the Connecticut Energy Network and the Connecticut Green Bank, there's a lot of information there. And honestly, I've been canvassing all around my district. As you said, I'm running in the 108, which is all of Sherman, all of New Fairfield, a little bit of Danbury and New Milford, and I'm seeing solar panels all over the place.
Oh, there you go.
And so you probably have a neighbor who has a solar panels, or even if you, you know, don't know the person and you drive by a house, I bet you anything, if somebody asked me, came up to me and said, like, how do you like your solar panels and how did you do it? I would be happy to tell them.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
If you live in that area, you know, maybe, you know, stick out a solar panel in your front yard. You might have Ann Weisberg show up just to chat you up about it. I love that. I love it. Listen, Ann, thank you so much for once again talking me through this. And if you're listening right now and you've been thinking about, you know, converting to solar, guess what? Incentives now continue through 2035, assuming, of course, that the governor signs it. But it's great news for people who are, you know, advocates of green energy like you are. Ann, thanks again for being here.
Thank you, John.
You're listening
to you
as well. Thank you. You're listening to The Download on The Voice Connecticut, WICC.